ran as fast as I could. The storm hadn't reached this part of the city and the fire had gone unchecked. The lab was built to withstand earthquakes and extreme weather events, but if this fire burned long and hot enough, who knew what could happen? It had already swept between buildings and the whole street was ablaze. I could still see the entrance to the lab behind the curtain of smoke and flame. The inner lab structure was lined with fire retardant and should still be intact.
Grant, wait!
Arsha stood behind me, her face a mixture of anxiety and desperation. She held out her hand, entreating.
We're not supposed to enter until readings are adequate.
What are you talking about? We have to get in. Our whole future is in there.
Look, it's gone. Just leave it. We don't need the displacer. We don't need our human bodies either. Come with me. Let me show you.
Arsha, this is crazy. We've waited decades for this. I'm not throwing it all away.
I ran forward, shielding my face from the fire. My body was built to withstand harsh conditions, but not prolonged exposure. As quickly as I could, I punched in the passcode at the door and went inside. The fire retardant had done its job. Although the outer building was charred and intensely hot, the interior lab was cool and dark. There was not a sound. The automatic lights clicked on. The generators were still running, at least. In the dull glow, it was apparent that this was not the lab I remembered. There were no cryo tanks lining the wall, no terminal screens where I remembered running countless repetitions of analysis. Instead, there were just a few dusty cardboard boxes and a large cone-shaped object in the middle of the room, covered with a black sheet. The displacer machine. I stepped forward hurriedly and tugged at the sheet. It slipped to the ground and pooled around by my ankles. Underneath, there lay a stack of broken furniture, books, and old terminal screens piled up almost as high as the ceiling. The displacer was not here.
I didn't want you to find out this way.